Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 17 till, actually. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. And don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter, which we'll send you by email every Sunday afternoon and get you ready for the week ahead. And also, don't forget to take our poll question right there on the homepage. Lots of stuff there. Every week we ask a different question, and including the poll question will be something to do with your small business. And when you answer our question, then we will you'll be able to see what the surveys, how it's going so far, how the other people have responded. Jack Mitchell is our guest. He's our good friend and longtime Brain Trust member, the author of Hug Your Customers and Hug Your People, two different books which are very enlightening and I would love telling people about. Jack, as you and Jack, when I first met you, you had just acquired your first new store,
right?
And the first store that wasn't a Mitchell store, and then you acquired one or two more over on Long Island, and now you've moved out to the West Coast. You're in San Francisco, and so the question I have for you, and you were getting to it as we went to the break, is how different are customers? Say in Connecticut from customers in San Francisco, and what have you learned about that?
Well, we are listening and learning every day, Jim, and we've only had the business here ourselves for 7 months. However, I really believe that the core customer here is very, very similar. The similarities are far outweigh any differences. I mean, obviously, there's a climate change and so forth, but the customers themselves, what they desire is the same as in the East, and I think I really believe it's the same throughout this great country of ours. They want personalization of relationships. They enjoy having a cup of coffee and getting to know each associate, and the associates getting to know their customers. Obviously, we service the upper-end client, whether they be the investment banker or especially in Silicon Valley here. We have a store in Palo Alto. Obviously, it's a high-tech environment. So they really put to the same thing. They want the advice and counsel from someone that knows what they're talking about, but then they also want something different. They want to build a relationship, so when they need clothes or they need something, when they desire a piece of a product, whether it be a blue blazer or 8 sports shirts or 10 new shirts because they have to go to New York and make a presentation to a bank, that we can service them. I mean, it's as simple as that.
So that part hasn't changed. That part hasn't changed, but
one big difference here is we actually service 25% of our clients from outside California. So I mean, for example, yesterday we had a customer coming down from Oregon, and they bought a lot of clothes. They come into San Francisco because they love the Bay Area. It's an exciting, fun city to come to.
So you become not only a clothing store but a destination for them.
Absolutely. And so when they come once or twice a year, three, four, and then they load up with clothes because we plan ahead. Happen to be
what
your
it's because
birthday.
What you're talking about, Jack, is the experience. And folks, this is something you can learn from Jack. Never underestimate your ability to make doing business with you an experience for customers. And Jack, more and more people are wanting that experience, aren't they?
Oh my goodness. I mean, just to continue the story. We went into our computer base, which, we're very high tech also. We saw that it was this gentleman's birthday, right? Also, we had a birthday cake for him. And at the end, toward the end of the day, we had a bottle of champagne. We broke a bottle of champagne for him. And it was fun. He loved that. I mean, so that's the kind of thing, it was total surprise. He didn't realize that we knew about his birthday, but we had asked his birthday a long time ago. We try to, send things for birthdays and anniversaries and we get to know the kids' names and the dogs' names and all those kind of – those are the little minor things that people enjoy. You don't get that at other stores or most other stores. There are great stores in this. There's another big challenge.
The guy that I buy jewelry from reminds me of my anniversaries, my wife's birthdays, other things like that. And even though I may not be in the market for jewelry, when he reminds me, when I am in the market for jewelry, I don't think about anybody but him.
Exactly. That's the point. He can be calling you about something, and you have no problem saying, you know what, I'll pass this time. But at least that he's there for you when you need him or when you'd like him.
Absolutely. Hey, Jack, how do we find you online?
Very easy. HugYourCustomers.com.
HugYourCustomers.com. Folks, the books are still out there. Jack, congratulations on the acquisitions, and I'm it's so impressive to me to see how your organization, which I always knew was finely tuned, your family run organization, how it's so impressive to me to see how you have scaled this now, this attitude of hugging your customers, hugging your people, that concept, that philosophy, that culture, those values have allowed you to be successful as you've scaled out across the country. It's very impressive.
Exactly. Well, thank you, Jim, very much. And please do come see us and tell all your friends and your listeners and your loyal fans that, you know, we're open here in San Francisco, Wilkes-Bashford, 375 Sutter Street, right off Union Square, and also in the Palo Alto Shopping Center.
And also in Connecticut, also Long Island, Mitchell Richards is the name out there.
Westport and Greenwich, right.
Thank you, Jack, for being here. Safe travels and take care of yourself. We'll see you next time.
Thank you so very much, Jim, and best to you and your family.
Jack Mitchell, ladies and gentlemen, what a great story. This is a wonderful family business American success story. They sell upscale clothes on Main Street. And they don't always have up. Everything's not completely upscale, because I've actually been able to afford some of their clothes. Going to take a quick break. Tintail, right back. After these messages, just be you and me. I've got a couple of things I want to say about what we just talked about right after these messages. Tintail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.